Good Sunday morning, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
How is everybody doing this beautiful Sunday morning? Weather has been looking great.
Extravagant. Ooh. Amazing.
I mean, it gives you shivers.
Why would it give you shivers? It's warm outside, bro.
Shivers of enjoyment. You know, you ever get that, like, you listen to a cold bar and you just get, like, those goosebumps and you're like, ooh.
True, just go down your spine. It's like, ooh.
Alright guys, so we kind of, last podcast, we asked if you guys had any questions, and we would post our Q&A this podcast, and we said they could be any type of questions. We would start the podcast off today, this Sunday morning, on Q&A. So we got some questions. They're interesting, I guess, and we will give you the best answer we can physically give you to these.
Questions.
All right. So the first question we got was, what is the preferred choice of toilet paper?
You know, I'm gonna go with I'm a little in between of Angel Soft and Charmin.
I'm going Charmin.
Charmin is thick though. Charmin is thick and soft. I'll be like, ooh. Well, no, I don't go, ooh, never mind. But I'm just saying it's soft. Pause. It's soft.
This man said, woo. But you got the Charmin. I think that's probably your best comfort, your best all-around toilet paper. Don't have to worry about it ripping or anything.
Durability is crazy.
And, you know, hands down, Charmin, that's the way to go.
Facts. And I love their commercials with the little bear. And they got the toilet paper off the tree. That's them, right?
Yeah, Charmin's off. All right, what you got for the next question?
All right, so I have, does bigger shoes really mean bigger meat? I would say, you know, I only know myself, but I feel like, hey, you can have a bigger feet and have a little meat, or you can have big, small feet and be packing like crazy. You never know. I feel like it's just up to you. You know, you never know.
Size 12? Yeah.
I thought you were about to go into it. I was like, hey, bro.
Nah, I'm not going to go into it. I'm just saying, hey. So next like question.
So like I said about that, bro. Yeah. Go ahead. What's your next question?
Oh, yeah. Next one I got. Ooh, I like this one. What's the difference between flapjacks and pancakes?
You sounded so excited.
Okay, so I was really thinking about it for a second. I'm like, flapjacks? Because I know that's like an oat bar in the UK. Yeah, fun fact for the day. Everybody woke up this Sunday and didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
But flapjacks, I thought like they're a stack. So pancakes, individual. Flapjacks, you stack flapjacks, like, ooh, that's a stack of flapjacks. You don't, it's a stack of pancakes. Nah, you do a stack of flapjacks.
Wait, is this true, though? Is this, like, for real?
From my terminology, from what I believe, yes.
So you're saying a stack of pancakes is one flapjack, or is it flapjacks?
No. Flapjacks is a bunch of pancakes.
I thought that flapjacks were their own separate type of pancake. Like, I thought it was, like, its own thing. I didn't know a flapjack was, like, a terminology for another pancake or pancakes.
Honestly, I just think flapjacks and pancakes are the same exact thing. Just the people in the South say flapjacks. People up north here say more so pancakes.
Just like how we say pop and people everywhere else say soda.
Exactly. I don't think there's really... I'm not going to dive too deep into it. Let's just say... They're the same thing.
All right. I like that.
What you got?
All right, so my next question was, what is Dante's phone number?
I'll just play.
All right, so my next question was, if we were to randomly be gifted 50K each, what would you guys do with that? I really like that question. That's a good question.
I'll let you answer first, because this is the first time I heard that. so I'd have to, I'm thinking about it for a quick sec. Go ahead.
Well, I feel like I would probably pay, well, since I have a year left, I'll probably pay for school, and then I would open up, I would probably get an apartment or something, but then I want to open up a shop, though, because, you know, trying to flip whatever that is into something else, open up a sneaker shop.
I like the sound of that, yeah.
With whatever's left, if it's enough, because I haven't really done the research on what it costs to actually.
It probably wouldn't be enough, but, you know, they could probably get you some, depending on where you're going, some month's rent for the actual place itself. But, no, if I had $50,000, that'd probably be my grad school money, like you were saying.
You going to grad school?
Yeah, bro. You know, once I finish this out, yeah, grad school.
Wait, grad school for, like, what? Like, master's? Like,
the master's of science, yeah.
Oh, master's is that grad school?
That's technically, yeah, that's grad school.
Oh, dang. I thought that you was just like, that? You know, I thought you just, that's your master's. I ain't think it was like grad school, though. Like, even though you did graduate, but.
Yeah, that's your grad school.
Oh, I'm going to grad school, too. I just thought I'm pursuing my master's, bro. I didn't really.
Hold on, maybe I'm wrong. Nah, you make me think about this. Nah.
No, I'm not objectifying what you're saying. You're probably right. I'm just asking because I was like, I didn't know.
I could be wrong. All right, but anyways, back to it. $50,000. Probably, you know, good majority for that. Left over, probably pay off the rest of my car. And whatever's left over at that point, try to make more. So if I only had like $5,000 left, try to flip that $5,000 to $10,000. Try to flip that $10,000 to $20,000.
Now you sound like all these people I see on Instagram, bro. Oh, send me like $600, I'll turn it into $100.
Send me $60, you'll be rich. You know, one of those. And then I'll give them the cash app. Like, hey, send me $60. All right, bet. And then you'll never hear from them again.
Bro, that's funny you say $60, because I saw this girl on Facebook, and she posted the messages from this transaction with this girl. And the girl said, send me $300, I'll flip you into a grand. So the girl sent it through Cash App. And she's like, yeah, you should get back like $1,000 automatically once you send me $600. That doesn't even sound right, because how would it be automatic, first off? So then the girl's like, oh, I didn't get anything. She's like, hold on, just wait, you know, it's going to come through. She's like, I still didn't get anything. She's like, oh, send me another $100, and then it'll automatically go through this time. So she sent another $100, and then she got blocked by the girl. And she's like, oh, you scammed me. First off, if you didn't get anything from the first $300, why would you send another $100?
Oh, my. I lose faith in humanity sometimes when I hear stories like these.
Bro, I lose faith in humanity when I saw the lady on Twitter. She literally cut the hole in her mask because she said, it helps me breathe better. Since we got to wear them, you know, I might as well. It helps me breathe better.
That's like people that wear the mask on the chin, bro. Like, they'll be walking around with the mask on the chin.
Or have their nose showing. They're like, bro, what are you doing?
It's like, all right, bro, do you. All right, we got one left.
All right,
I saved this one because I really questioned it, and I know who sent it, and I really looked at it, and I'm like, how am I going to answer this? But it's, why do you call your grandma Meemaw?
Well, I can tell you right now, that question's not to me, because I don't call my grandma Meemaw.
And here's my thing, I've never called my grandma Meemaw. Never.
You sure?
So... Yes, 100%.
What you call her then?
Nana.
Who?
Nana.
Not Nana, Nana?
Nana. That's what I've always called her. That's my Nana.
Interesting.
So, meanwhile, I feel like that got blown out of proportion somehow. I don't know how. Anyways, you know, why? Why do you call her Meemaw? I don't. That's the answer. Hey, it's a Q&A. I'm giving you an answer. I don't.
I feel like you just saying that, bro. I could definitely see you calling your grandma Meemaw, bro.
I do. No, I'm not a Meemaw type person.
What's for breakfast, Meemaw? But all right, guys, we'll be right back. We have a commercial break. Thanks to Anchor.
All right, go ahead. A really good podcast for you guys today. I mean, it is jam-packed with a lot of stuff, basically, going on in the sneaker community.
Boom, boom.
I mean, we have anywhere from the Ben & Jerry's. We're going to tap into the Jordan 1s that sold for
$560,000.
We got the Travis Scott's dropping that officially came out, the Air Maxes.
It's lit.
And then 7-Eleven, we're going to kind of analyze why they backed out of a collaboration with Nike. And then a couple other things towards the end of the podcast as well. But let's get into it. We got ourselves the Ben & Jerry's. So, the Ben & Jerry's. You basically have, which if you, what was it, two podcasts ago for the May sneaker talk?
Yeah.
Basically, we kind of called when it's the Ben & Jerry's actual box shoe design. So, really cool. They have a setup where your shoes actually, you know, because you usually get like a Nike shoe box where, you know, the Nike Swoosh, all that, the original casing, unless it's like a Travis Scott collab or a different type of collab, you'll get a special box.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ben & Jerry's, these are coming in a, like, ice cream tub.
Which is crazy, because you called that, bro. Like, I don't know if they're listening to us, but, like, how you said the, how the fours, the metallic pack, they're coming out on the same day, so that's great, so people can get the color they want. What they do? Bring them out on separate days.
That's true. That's true. You know, and that's, I think they are listening, because, think about it, the Ben & Jerry's ice cream design, I mean, it's a good design. It's, I mean, basically, they have a couple, they call it the family pack, but basically, it's just like the box shoe design, where it's Ben & Jerry carton, and then it actually comes with ice cream, like Ben & Jerry legit ice cream, in like a freezer, big thing of like a freezer box, which is dope.
It's very dope. Like, it looks like you're getting ice cream, basically, is what it is, but,
because you get your shoes inside of the actual, like, ice cream box, and then you're actually getting ice cream, right? I'm right about that, right? You get the actual Ben & Jerry's, and then you, like, if this is a special box one, you get the ice cream flavors of Ben & Jerry in, like, a big freezer box.
I think so, but, yeah, they're only friends and family, because I couldn't imagine them sending everybody a box of ice cream in the ice cream thing, because either your Chunky Nuggets are going to come messed up, or they're going to come stanking. One of the two, because...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That would be a nightmare with Nike. Could you imagine them already backed up? Because, guys, they are backed up with their shipping when it comes to the coronavirus right now.
Bro, it took them 3 weeks to send me my regular Air Force Ones. Just all white.
Oh, my gosh. And that's the thing. Like, they're just so backed up right now. It's crazy. But, these Ben & Jerry's, I've been harping on them for the whole month of May. So today, which we record on Saturday, but you know, on the 23rd, basically they had a lot of skate shops drop a lot of the Ben & Jerry's. So it was really, really exclusive for the first drop, and I think it will still be exclusive for the second drop when it's just going to be the sneakers app.
Wait, did you hear about how they canceled that?
They canceled certain drops, right? When it comes to the sneaker raffle. Yeah, or not the sneaker raffle.
The skate shops.
Yeah, skate shops were closing. You go ahead. You tell them why they were closing it down.
Because they basically caught news. Everyone knows that everybody bots, bro. It's not even a secret. But they basically said that they're canceling it until further notice because they realized a lot of people were getting their bots ready and it wouldn't be fair to just a normal consumer to get their shoe. So they decided that they're going to wait until they can figure out a better way to have a more fair release for everyone and not just have them hoarded by, like, the botters and stuff.
Here's my thing when it comes to botting. You're going to always have... The bots are going to be two steps ahead of the person trying to stop the botter.
Regardless.
I mean, they might get you on a drop or two where they'll be like, ooh, it kind of... This bot didn't do too well with this drop, or this bot didn't do that well with this drop. But the thing is, There's so many bots out there. There's always going to be that one or two bots that perform really well and cook and take a majority of an inventory.
But you would have to change your software every single release, because once you test a bot with one, I feel like the people are like, all right, bet it didn't work. And then they learn the software and be like, boom, all right, we got a bot that works for this one now.
Yeah, and that's basically all it is. I don't know if I want to dive too deep into the bots, but, you know.
Yeah.
A majority of them will, a lot of botters pay for a full year subscription for a certain bot. But a lot of them don't work for that full year. Or, like, developers for that bot will actually give up on it. And so it might only be good for 5 months, and then you just got a dead bot, basically. But then it might catch back up in another 6 months. So it's a weird system for botters, you know. Not gonna say they get every single release, because they don't.
They get more than manual people.
What was that?
No, I said they get more than manual people.
Oh, yeah, they get more than manual, but they get a lot of, like, one pair, like, a lot of a certain pair, and then they might miss out on another pair. I know what you mean, though. I'm not knocking either side. I'm not knocking botters, and I'm not knocking manual.
I have a personal, what's the word? Well, I had a scenario. Like, I'm gonna keep them anonymous though, but I reached out to two people and I realized botters are selfish, bro. Like, they're not like the 2K community where, you know, if you got something on your build that somebody else likes, oh yeah, I'm gonna share it with you. No, like, I asked two individual people. I was like, you know, I sort of want to learn how to do it just to, like, figure it out, because I feel like it's interesting, but it's just like, we don't like it because they take the inventory away from us. But it's almost along the lines to me like hacking. So I reached out to these two guys, and then they read it, didn't reply. I was like, okay, you could have at least told me, like, nah, bro, I'm not trying to help you. I'm not about to show you. Like, you know what I mean? You don't just read it and then just... So if you're listening, you know who you are. But I don't follow you no more.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of people, though.
That's true. Oh, man. Nah, it wasn't any of y'all, bro. Never mind, bro. Don't even listen to it. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, let's skip to the next thing. Because Ben & Jerry's, though, nice. 26, that's when they're dropping, May 26, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Sneakers app, get them.
You better be on your A game, bro.
I'm going to be on my A game. I have like 6, 7, 8. I'm going to have a total of 8 sneaker apps going for it, so...
Don't you don't work on Saturday, do you? Oh, no, that's Tuesday. Do you work on Tuesdays? Tuesday.
Nah, I don't work Tuesday either, so I got all day just kind of...
Either...
I'm going to get a haircut Tuesday.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. All right, anyways.
Wait, you're going outside and to get a haircut on Tuesday?
Not outside.
How else would you do it?
I got to go outside to get to the person's place so they can cut my hair.
You on that, bro. You going outside, man. Mm-mm.
Nah, it's somebody I work with. We're good.
Right.
We both work out in the open right now. All right, anyways, Jordan 1s. These are the 8, wait, hold on. Were these the 80? Yeah, these are the 85s, right? The Jordan 1s, yeah, the 85.
OG Chicago's.
Oof. Anybody want to take a guess how much they sold for?
I'm going to guess $2,000. No, oh, that's wrong.
$560,000.
Hey, say it one more time, louder.
$560,000.
That's crazy. But it was, did you say it was autographed, right? You said that?
Yeah, those ones are autographed. That's like an OG Jordan 1, $560,000. Like, that's over $500,000.
That's crazy, bro.
Record setting. Like, that's how crazy it was.
I gotta be wealthy. Like, my pockets fat for me to do that. And if I'm still a sneakerhead when my pockets are fat, then I would do that. But no way, bro. Nah, no, I wouldn't. I'm lying. I would not. There's so many different pairs of shoes you could get with that.
And here's my... Yeah, you could build your collection like crazy. $560,000, you'd have one of the best collections around. Like, pretty close to one of the best collections. But
bro,
basically...
Go ahead. No, I was about to say, you could order, like, one pair of Air Max costs, like, $15K.
That's like, true.
You just spent, that's, man, no, I wouldn't do that. Even if I had the money, I wouldn't do that, bro. There's so many different exclusive shoes out here.
Yeah, and the previous record was it 1972, the Nike Waffle Racing, I think it was the Flat Moon shoes. They went for, I know it was like $437 to $500.
That's crazy. People really paying this much, man.
That was in 2009. That was last year. So 2019, that was the, it's basically the Flat Moon shoes. Those were, that was crazy. But that was like one of the highest ones. And then you see this, I mean, you kind of had that feeling because this kind of was right after The Last Dance.
Yeah, everything's high right now for Lowe's.
Yeah, and you basically had these just pop back up. Which size was it? I think is a size... Yeah, the left... You know what's funny? The left is a size 13, and the right is a size 13.5.
I think his feet were different sizes. I think.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, so most of the Jordan actually... His game shoes, he wore mismatched shoes most of his career. Yeah. So his left side was always a size 13, and his right side was, or like his right, yeah, right shoe was always 13.5.
Bro, I just looked this up because I was about to say, the average price of this 1985 Jordan 1 is $20K. So basically you're telling me Michael Jordan's signature is worth Michael Jordan wearing and signing it is worth $540,000.
That's tough to say. I mean, those were his OG sneakers. I don't think... Do you think he has another pair that were, like, those actual OG, the red and whites that were actually signed and game worn?
I feel like he definitely wore those, but, like, maybe not signed. I don't know. You never know, because, like, that's a long time. People probably didn't think his shoe would be worth that much now, like...
And think about it. If that's one of a kind, yeah, I could see it being $560,000. I mean, would I pay that? No. But I could see it just probably being that price, just because it's, like, it's one of a kind.
Did you, do you know how much they cost in 1985, bro?
Let's see. I'm just going to ballpark 90, 80.
$65.
$65,
bro.
Man.
And the bread, the breads, those were $65 too. So Jordan 1s in 1985 were just $65.
Oh my gosh, imagine that. Oh, I mean, my. Then again, you know, I mean, inflation and all that from now.
Yeah.
To then. But still.
$65, bro? That's, man, you could get some, man.
Imagine if somebody just stockpiled on those.
If only they knew.
They did. But only they knew. Yeah, see, now, that could be our... I'm not going to sit... All right, I will say, that could be our generation LeBron.
It could be.
And you could have... I just don't see that happening. There's not... LeBron doesn't have a casual shoe like that.
Like, watching The Last Dance, like... Looking at Jordan wear those shoes, bro, it's like they were cooler back then, and they're cool now. Like, his shoe, like, I don't know, his shoe game was crazy compared to everybody else he played against. Nobody's shoe stood out to me besides Jordan. Like, Jordan was just, like, that guy.
At the
guy,
beginning, like, of his career, wasn't it mainly, like, what was the competition? Like, wasn't it Converse? Who was the really big one back then? Wasn't it Converse?
Yeah, right? Converse was.
Yeah, so you had, which I'm not knocking Converse. I like Converse. But... That was like Larry Bird, Magic, all of them would wear Converse.
And then Nike was known for track at that point, back then.
And tennis, right? That was basically it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Nike won.
It was a gamble, though, because if they're only known for tennis and track, like, that's a big gamble to be the only basketball player they have. But, hey, that gamble worked out. This man's shoe's still selling.
Like that, yeah, $560,000 like that.
And his shoes are still selling out in like 5 seconds.
I another person's shoes who's selling out in 5 seconds. You got the Air Max, which they officially are going to be dropping on, what is it, May 30th? And they'll be in the sneakers app as well. It'll be another 10 a.m. Eastern time drop, anybody interested in getting them. But they are the Air Max Travis Scott's.
Hey, you
do
just
they deserve
said,
the hype or not?
I just want to point out, you said if you're interested in getting them, like, you can just go out there and get them. Like, bro, it's a war zone out here getting these shoes, man.
If you are interested in trying to get them.
There
shoes,
you go.
There we go. And by trying, I mean if you're interested in basically playing the lottery real quick.
Facts.
There you go.
I only got lucky on one, and that was the Jordan 4 Cactus Jack of all his shoes that he's came out with.
I thought you got the ones, too. Didn't you get lucky on the ones?
No, I didn't get those for retail. I got those after. I got those in the SBs after. We're not going to... Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay, okay. But do the Air Max 270s, do they deserve the hype or not? What do you believe on that?
To me, I think they went a little bit overboard with how crazy it looks. I heard, like, the paint rubs off or something like that. But I'm not fully sold on them. I already know if you see them in person, they're going to be better. But if I got them just by some slim chance, I would probably... I don't know if I would wear those because they're not a casual shoe. Like, that's a like a walking training shoe. The 270 is a walking slash training shoe. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a... Like you're saying, yeah, because it's got that air bubble in there, basically.
Yeah.
It's Air Max, you know. It's a track and street shoe. Yeah, you know, that's what's tough about these. It's not your typical one, or, you know, you can't throw it on. I don't know. But I do like that, like you were mentioning, they had that sketch design, or like there was some type of rumor where it was like you could like almost peel it off or sketch it. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it was like, yeah. There's so many different versions of that shoe, bro. Like, they had one where it was like the backward swoosh. And I'm very mad that the toddlers get the backward swoosh and we don't.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw the toddlers one has the backward swoosh.
I'm like, bro, what? Why?
But the regular ones don't.
Yeah.
It almost makes me want to get a toddler, babe.
Hey, you never know, bro. You'll have a kid eventually. Have that boy dripping.
I don't know about that. All right, but yeah, no, you try to sneak that in there. Nah,
I ain't sneak nothing, bro.
Time out. But you basically got the look of it is more of a running shoe. I don't know the hype. It's Travis Scott. It deserves hype because it's Travis Scott.
I mean, definitely won't. Go ahead.
We're still gonna try for him.
It definitely won't resell for what his past releases have sold for by far, but it'll still do a little bit.
I think it'll still be in the 500 and 600.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I don't think it'll pass the 1,000 mark anytime soon. Maybe in a year or two, you'd see it past that, but that's only if people still want it and it's very limited. I don't know. But, if you think about it, is it right now a good time to buy Travis Scott shoes to kind of hold and keep to watch them go up in price?
I don't really think any time is really a good time to buy a Travis Scott shoe because they're going to be over $1,000 regardless of whether you buy them now or 6 months from now. But I would say... sooner than later, because he's not really doing anything right now. He can't go on tour. He can't, like, do anything like that. But once that man goes on tour or, like, releases another album or just something to get him back out here, it's going to skyrocket again. So it really just depends on him.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, as soon as Travis Scott gets something else besides Astroworld basically rolling out of here, I think a lot of these shoes will skyrocket up in price. I think it would be a really good time, in my opinion, to buy heavy on Travis Scott.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I would 100% agree with that. I mean, that's basically... I mean, Astroworld was really... I mean, they had Jack Boys, but you wouldn't really consider that Well, I guess you could consider that Travis.
Yeah, because Jack Boys are like his people, like his
that's
label.
True. That's true. Yeah, that's true. It wasn't that hype, though.
Nah, they had some. If you listen to it, it grows on you, but it wasn't initially hype as I thought it'd be.
It wasn't hyped like Astroworld.
Astroworld, we waited for 3 years, though, and it scares me how good that was, because I'm like, well, he put out something else that's like that? But, like, his last stuff that he's releasing, like, features or his song, he hasn't missed, though. So, I don't know. Like, he's really just on a... He's on a crazy year right now.
Think years. About that. You said... What was it? 3 years? It took him 3 years to release that. We're going on 2020. Halfway through 2020. He dropped Astroworld in 2018. Ooh, so...
I see what you're doing.
Huh?
I see what you're doing.
I think, hey, another Travis Scott album coming up soon, and that's why I'm saying buy heavy now, or at least within, if you got it, go ahead, invest into some Travis Scott. I mean, I think you could make quite a bit of money back if he drops another album and it bangs. And that could happen within 6 months.
That's true.
You never know.
I've never seen an artist release so many pairs of shoes. Well, I mean, Kanye, technically. But, like, I mean, like, more on an exclusive level where every shoe is almost $1,000 each. Like, Drake even releases shoes, who's also on the Nike team. But, like, he doesn't even get that same type of he doesn't get that same...
Energy. Same, basically, that same status, I guess you could say.
That same hype, yeah. Like, he doesn't get that. Like, his shoes are still, like, you know, 5, 6, 7... Which is a lot for a shoe, but, like, it's not Travis Scott level.
No, and I don't know. Like you were saying, Kanye with Yeezys, basically. That would be the only thing. But Kanye, that's, like, his line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't technically Travis Scott's line. This is just collaborations with Nike.
Especially because Yeezy... Oh, go ahead. My bad.
I was going to say, could he possibly drop his own line of shoes?
I feel like they'd be ugly.
Part of Nike?
I feel like they'd be ugly.
I do have that feeling.
If he dropped his own individual shoe, that boy would be, ugh, no. Because he's so unique and different about how he wants things. Like, no one would have thought about putting a backwards swoosh on a Jordan 1. But I think if they gave him the power to be like, all right, Travis, here you go, create your own shoe, it would not turn out well. It would be too unique for my taste. Would it resell? Definitely, but...
Do you think it would I don't know. I don't know if it would resell or not. But, you know, I mean, Travis Scott, one of the greatest stores of all time, 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. The greatest stores. I can tell you five right now that's better than 7-Eleven.
I'm just playing. But basically, 7-Eleven had a collaboration with Nike, or they were supposed to. And it was basically a 7-Eleven. This has been like in the late 2000s, basically. Like, this was like supposed to really happen. Was a 7-Eleven partnership with like Nike, and it was supposed to be a nice dunk low. It picked back up some force like these past couple days, and they officially came out and said they're not going to be releasing a dunk that had a 7-Eleven look to it. So it was like a Nike shoe, basically the 7-Eleven colors, the colorway was beautiful. It was the orange, red, and green, like a gum sole on there. It's not going to be releasing, though.
I think that shoe is probably... The resale on that shoe is like going for like $25,000, just because it's not releasing anymore.
Yeah, and that was one that could have had a really crazy release to it. I think that could have been like similar to where the Ben and Jerry, that hype would be right around the Ben and Jerry, just because the laces on that, they were also going to do the orange, the green, the white. It would have looked pretty cool.
I would have tried for it, definitely.
Of course. But it would have been one of those, like, if it ever does, they ever do decide to collab up, it's going to be a grail, like one of the holy grails you got to grab. Because
it'll never happen again.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be something interesting. But I don't know why. Did you ever find out anything about why they decided to back out of that deal? Or no?
Actually, they've released something, but I can't remember. Like, I remember reading it, but I can't remember.
Because I know they were in talks, and then they are out of talks. I don't know if it was more of like the target audience that they were. I don't know what it was. I don't know why they backed out. I know I thought I saw something, but I can't remember it.
I'm looking it up right now.
I don't know why they drop it in like a. I mean, actually, I that makes sense though. Why 7-Eleven would drop it in a dunk? Because I feel like whenever you think of 7-Eleven, you kind of think of like those skater kids that walk into the 7-Eleven and start messing with you know, like little Abdul or whoever at the bar or at the counter.
Yeah, I literally was just reading about it, and that was like one of the things, like, they don't understand a correlation between 7-Eleven and Nike SBs besides kids getting like kicked out the parking lot for skateboarding.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's like the collaboration right there.
But I don't know, it says like Nike SB collaborating with 7-Eleven is the wrong move. But I don't know, I like the shoe. I mean, it's just a design. It's not like it has to be anything deeper than what it is. It's just a...
Yeah. And I mean, the next rumor for dunks right now, that, because I mean, they're on that, when it comes to dunks, they're trying their best to collaborate more so with like high stores, like, or a, like a 7-Eleven, or like a, something like a Ben & Jerry's, like something you could eat, a really good brand. So they got the next one that they're trying to do as like a Sour Patch.
Oh.
Yeah, the Sour Patch dunks, which it's a rumor right now, but oh man.
If that dropped, that
would... Yeah, you saw those, right?
That's my favorite candy, even though I don't even eat candy anymore, but I would have to find a way to get those.
Yeah, you'd almost like, if you were looking at the Sour Patch Kids, the dunks, you almost have to eat like Sour Patch. If you get those, if you're wearing them,
I could definitely see you doing that.
Like, but they look, if you look at the shoe themselves, they actually look like a Sour Patch Kid. Like, it's crazy. Like, the actual Nike, the Nike swoosh on it looks like it's covered in like that, what do you call it? That sweet and sour?
Like that sugar?
Yeah, that sugar. That sweet and sour sugar. That's what I call it.
That. I've never seen Nike SBs be so popular until this year. Like, this year, they are hitting like crazy.
They did pick up a lot of steam. I didn't think when I've, you know, the beginning of the year, I didn't think dunks were that. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, it's a cool low top. It looks all right. But then, like, all of a sudden, like, they just start really, really picking up. Like, almost impossible to get, too. Like, really exclusive.
And I never really was a fan, but, like, when I put on the Travis Scott, like, they're actually like really comfortable, which makes sense because it's a skateboarding shoe, so you wouldn't want an uncomfortable skateboarding shoe.
Yeah, you don't want to be grinding, doing some ollies and some bricks.
But, yeah, this year, because even if you think about it, like, the Travis Scott SB, that came out this year, too.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been fire for Nike SB, like, this year. It's been so much heat that it's like you almost forget about the Travis Scott releasing this year. Because it felt like it was last year, honestly.
Really? I thought, didn't his first one release 18? 19? No, I know what you mean. The dunks you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
They released earlier. But yeah, that was like January or February?
I feel like it was, I want to say February.
Yeah, I think it was February as well. But no, yeah, I mean, that's, dunks are picking up heat. I think they could become pretty popular towards like, hey, I need a dunk or I need a one, you know, that's basically where I could see the dunks entering is a plateau like that.
I feel bad for everyone that skateboards because a shoe that once wasn't even looked at besides anyone that skateboarded is now looking at it like everybody wants an SB just because of how hyped they are. Like, they can't even get their own shoe.
Man, and yeah, that's something else. But yeah, I know the one of your favorite shoes dropped on a shock drop.
Man,
and I know you were unfortunately unable to get it.
Yeah, the Flint 13s. But you were fortunate enough to get a pair. So explain how you felt initially about the shoe, and then once you opened that box, go.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. When I first saw that shoe, like on Sneaker App, I was like, "Ooh, it's kind of ugly. Why would I?" It didn't look appealing.
How dare you?
And then as soon as I got it, and I opened the box up, I was like, "Wow!" Like these were. I need to get a size that's my size, because the size I got was a size 14, and. Actually, I ended up selling those. So I ended up selling the size 14, and I'll probably go for them again when they drop May 30th for a size 12 and to hold on to those, because they actually look really nice. Yeah, you could rock those with quite a bit of things. I underrated them.
Huh?
I underrated them.
Yeah. That's a classic, bro. And I'm double up. I already know it. I'm doubling up regardless.
That shock drop, I think, shocked you, though. Actually, no. We knew about the shock drop an hour ahead of time. It wasn't really shocking. But the app crashed.
They shocked us with how... Oh, go ahead.
I was about to say you had to go into, like, desktop form.
Yeah. Which turns out they did that on purpose. They didn't drop it because, like us, they knew everybody was expecting something. Because... if you look at the episodes, they dropped one the first episode, they dropped one the in the middle, which was, what episode was that, 5?
Yeah,
and then they dropped one in for 9. So, like, it was just made sense, like, every, like, the beginning, middle, end, and everyone's sitting on the app just waiting for it to upload, and then they do it on desktop, which made everybody have to shift to desktop, grab your computer, all this stuff, so they still figured out how to just get us, but... even when we're prepared, we're not prepared.
Nike loves to do that.
I don't know why they play these games, bro. Like, just release the shoe. It's going to sell out regardless. Just release it.
I was going to say, most of the stuff they release sells out.
I don't get that.
All right, but they got the one last thing I kind of want to talk about. Unless there's... you got anything else you kind of want to put in there or no?
Nah, we just been rolling, bro.
Rolling through it, but... one last thing I kind of want to talk about, just so you guys are ahead of the game on it. I know it's really, really popular right now. And it kind of got slept on because it kept getting delayed. But that Air Jordan 1, the Dior.
Okay. I had to.
It's coming out.
Now, are you going to try to grab it for 2 G's? For $2,000, are you going to try to grab it?
Of course, but am I going to? No. Am I going to get a sniff for it? No. It's being basically the only way any of us can get it is through, I think, Dior's actual website. Won't they have a raffle on it?
Possibly. That's probably the best bet is a raffle, just so we all have a fair chance.
It's going to be a international draw / lottery for the actual Air Dior capsule. I think that's actually their official statement that they had on was for that, like an international draw. And that was like April. Actually, I think that was back in March, but now it's actually picking back up steam and it actually shows on their website, right?
Yeah, like it's actually loaded on their website.
Yep, and it's only 8,500 pairs.
Man,
which is actually up from, we only thought there was going to be 2,000 pairs. So
yeah,
good news, bad news. It's still under 10,000 pairs in the whole world. You're gonna have everybody going for these. So
me personally, I'm waiting for the low top. I want the low top more than the high top.
Nah, I'm not even playing. I do want the high top.
But it's just like, I don't know, it's just too much gray. Like, it's a nice shoe because it's Dior and Jordan, but, like, it's very basic. It's just gray and then black on the swoosh with the Dior print. Like, it's really just a really basic shoe. It's nothing, like... then you got Dior on the tongue, but...
yeah, it looks exactly like the... What was it? The Racer Blues that I got. Air Jordan 1 Racer Blues. I got those back, I forget when they dropped. Wasn't that like March? probably March or April.
The Racer Blues?
Yeah, the Air Jordan 1 Zooms. The Racer Blues.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yep.
They literally look the same as the Diors. They're like a knockoff form of Diors. But, yeah. Well, I just wanted, before we ended today, I kind of wanted you guys to know, you know, a couple key things. That Air Jordan 1 Dior, if you want it, it's $2,000 retail. But I'm going to be honest with you, that thing, if you somehow land it, which I don't want to put your hopes down, but, you know, it's like winning the lottery there. I mean, you could resell that for $25,000, $30,000 easy.
Definitely.
And that's easy. That would be very easy to sell at $25,000, $30,000. Because you're going to have celebrities wanting this shoe.
Celebrities probably already got that. Nah, celebrities got their pair, so it's less than $8,500 now. Like,
unless they did $8,500 after celebrities. What if it was $10,000?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because that's going to be 8,500 pairs are for the public.
Hey, so I didn't see Trap. Huh?
That amount is for sure for the public.
I've seen Travis Scott's had a few pair, bro. And none of his pair look dusty, so I know he's had at least two or three for himself.
Man. That's crazy. You know, that'd be something to be able to just get two, three pairs. Like, hey, we sent you your Diors. They're on the way, man. It's like, oh, all right, cool, thanks.
You don't even got to pay for it. Just, here you go. You get a package at the door. What is this? Oh, my God. Like,
these are my ear Diors? Oh, thank you.
Man.
Anyway, guys, it was a good podcast. A lot of stuff. Chunked in a lot of information.
Chunk.
Like always, if you have any questions, just hit us up on either of our Instagram pages. Basically, we're here to help you out if you have questions on how to get something.
Wait, they don't know our Instagram pages.
Oh, mine's easy. Dante Offerman.
There's no underscores?
Or if you're actually doing the ad, it's oof, UFFF4.
Wait, can you look up people by just their first name? Or like their name in general? Or
yeah, you should be able to.
Huh. Well, hey, mine's D's Kicks, but D's, D-E-E-Z underscore Kicks with a Z underscore.
You know, any questions, let us know. We will do our best to help you out. But as always, thank you for listening. Hey, our views are going up. We both see a lot of new people in here.
We see
That's
you.
Pretty sweet. So again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for the support.
Getting this far. The support is what we love. We're going to keep doing this for you.
We're going to keep riding.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace out, y'all.